You're about to start an adventure for the years with the Kennedy Malloy Catch Up Podcast. The Nissan Pathfinder is where family adventures start. Nissan Pathfinder, family driven. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I put it to you, ladies and gentlemen, today's show may have no references whatsoever to a certain wedding that took place in recent times involving royals.
I can't guarantee it.
Oh, good Lord.
I might break.
It's
going to kill me. It'll kill me.
That is our commitment on today's program. We'll see how we go. Can we do it?
I think we can, because I've looked at Nigella, as a lot of us have.
Yes.
Yes.
And I've looked at an episode last night. Not one, not two, but three contestants may have gone the blub.
Oh, that means we've got to get our segment up and running. Going
absolutely,
the blub.
Yes. Let's get on board.
I may have undergone a medical procedure.
Really?
Which I may or may not be prepared to talk about.
Well,
some
I'm going to make you talk about it. I'm going to break you.
Okay. Do you want to say it or do I?
No, you can.
We have a new segment.
Do we say what it's called now?
Well, to get people thinking. Yes, it's called I Give Her One.
Or him.
And it basically...
It's people that you come across, might be in the media, it might be... Well, they've got to be well-known. You've got to sort of know.
Someone who we can
but
talk
not
about.
But not your normal person that you would think.
But not someone obvious.
Not obvious.
Someone slightly off the beaten track.
It's going to be the worst game.
A guilty
game,
pleasure.
Actually.
It's going to be fun. Everyone's right. Involved. Dave, get involved.
Okay, I got one.
Oh, not here, not now.
Okay. Right. Start thinking, everyone.
That is going to be...
We've got Andrew Hansen coming in from The Chaser, and he's got a food trend quiz for
me. I love his quizzes. They're always good. I generally win.
There's
no need to get competitive about it.
Who started the competition?
He'll be for sure. Lima!
Oh, excellent.
Now, he's threatening to talk royal wedding.
We'll
see. Maybe that's not us. Maybe he can get a special
exemption. Maybe that's the compensate. Yeah, he's allowed to do that then. Hey, we got Mick Coyne.
Finally, we're going to do it.
Seriously, everyone. I promise you we'll get Mick Coyne done and dusted.
We're going to hand a few of these
things
out.
Have you been paying attention last night? Well done.
How did I go?
Very funny.
Did I win?
No. That's all right.
I knew I didn't win.
We might have a chat about that later. All right,
we'll do that later. Calls, tweets, everything else. We will understand exactly what's going on in this big country of ours. Firstly, there's something about you, Jane, and I'm good at this stuff. Nothing slips by my radar.
I don't know why I say that.
But something's going on, and the way you're touching your hair.
Oh, right.
You just walked out of a salon, have you?
Well,
Jane?
I did today. I went to the salon.
I was going to say you look radiant and wonderful.
Thanks. Hi to Kirby and all the chicks.
They've had a crack at that monobrow that was so famous back in the...
Hairdressers don't touch eyebrows, you nong.
Why wouldn't they touch an eyebrow?
Oh, because hairdressers generally touch your hair.
I would have put the eyebrow into the hair.
That's an eyebrow specialist.
I'm
not expecting a Brazilian, but I mean, while you're at it.
How do we get onto Brazilian? While you're up there on the hair,
why wouldn't you just whiz down and lop a bit off?
Because it's a very involved process that involves wax, and it doesn't go with long flowing locks.
Why do women get in trouble? Shave their eyebrows off and then pencil them back on.
They don't know. They're silly. Pluck them all and that's a...
And then pencil them back on.
Well, they shouldn't have plucked them in the first place.
But why do they pencil them back in?
So that they look like they've got eyebrows because the
then
eyebrows...
Why would you cut them off in the first
shape
place?
Your face.
Do they grow back?
Women do. No, sometimes
they
don't.
Oh, so once you pluck them, that's it.
If you do it too, fine. Anyway, onto my hair. Do you know why I had a really good day? I had to get a bit of colour.
All right, leave it alone now.
All right, just touch me.
And by the way... It doesn't matter how much work you get done on the day. You've always got headphone hair when you leave.
Don't say that. A big ridge right over the top.
You know why? Flat.
Do you know why I really enjoyed the experience? I'm going to ignore that. Because I took my dog with me.
What?
Yes. I took Indian
to the hairdressers?
Dog. Yes.
Wow.
And she loved it. She's got nice balayage.
Did she get a blow? Did you get a dry and a blow? Your dog mentioned that.
Do you know what balayage is?
What's balayage?
No, I knew you wouldn't know.
Sounds good, though.
It's just stuff. Go on.
Is it a bit... Anyway,
Indy came along.
It's a billiage. Yeah.
It's just the way that they give a little bit of colour towards the ends of your hair and make it a bit caramelly.
All right.
And that's up to us to notice, not you to tell us.
Did anyone who noticed around the office today?
No one.
Oh.
I don't mind. I honestly couldn't give a rat's. But you're laughing, which is surprising, seeing you've had a big medical procedure
well,
today.
Well, I did today. Yes, I...
Oh, now you've gone. Oh, you've got your very stern and
serious
solemn.
Now.
Are you all right, Mick?
Relax, everyone.
You okay, Mickey?
I'm not in any immediate danger. I had an MRI.
Wow. Well, that sounds very serious.
It's like being in an episode of House. You know, you're in that.
Do you go in that machine?
Oh, the big machine. Really? It takes you in and makes a big thumping noise.
You wouldn't have coped well with that.
Oh, mate, to be honest, it wasn't my favourite thing in the world to do.
Really?
I wasn't that happy about being in there.
Were they doing your brain?
No, they do.
They should.
CAT scan. No, I've got a sporting injury which I've been carrying for
not
a while.
Not that shoulder one.
It's my shoulder.
Oh, hey, that's not a sporting injury.
Hang on, Jane.
That's when you
careful,
just take
careful,
a...
Careful, careful. No. This is a serious sporting injury. That's why I was at the sports clinic.
Oh, what?
That's at Olympic Park.
You were not.
I was.
Why not a normal doctor?
At Olympic Park, this is where they've got on the walls, they've got all the Olympic stars,
yeah.
All the footballers for NRL, yeah. AFL, the soccer who go there.
What are you doing
well,
there?
Well, I was disappointed and didn't ask for my photo. I said at the end, I said, would you like to little something to put on the wall? They go, no, thank you.
Can I
come
please
again.
Get to the bottom of your, it's not
you
that,
know,
it's not your ice skating injury,
my,
is it?
My ice skating. Shut up, Dave.
What a Nancy boy.
No way.
You fell over.
How dare you?
Oh, you had a little fall and all my shoulder. Now you're getting an MRI.
It's aggravating an old
what's
injury.
What's wrong with you? What are you made of?
Well, nothing. That seems
I thought you'd be nice and soft on them, land nice and spongy.
You paid more attention.
What?
And anyway, you don't even know the outcome yet. This could be tragic.
I'm sorry.
No, but so because it's
my
basically,
sad face
so I'm in the MRI and it's basically a big
I know
magnet.
What it is.
It's a magnet, Jane.
Yeah,
it's
all right.
It's a magnet. So they go, you have to, have you got a pacemaker
yeah.
Or have you got a screw in your knee or have you got...
If you've got any jewellery.
Because bang... It'll fly out of you.
Oh, jeez.
It'll be sucked out of you because it's a big magnet.
What? What happened?
So I was halfway in it. I remembered my Prince Albert.
Oh!
No.
You don't.
No, but I did. Now, listen, I wasn't having a very good time of it, and I was in there, and halfway in it, I was feeling a bit claustrophobic, and I was working out, and then halfway, and they put on headphones.
Yeah.
Because it's really loud. Oh. And so I said I'd listen to Triple M, and anyway, by the time Melissa Etheridge came on, I said, can you turn up the thumping? Put about halfway into it. I have this epiphany. I go, I've got feelings.
Oh, that's kind of machine. Everywhere.
I go, it's okay, man.
I think they would have had that covered.
Oh, do you reckon, Jane?
Oh, I think so. But you're all right, Mickey?
We're not quite down at
the hairdressing salon
getting a corsage. What is it?
Belliage.
A belliage.
A corsage.
What's that? It's a rub your belly?
I just want to make sure you're all right.
It was a serious accident.
Can you fill me in?
Way. It was a serious ice skating accident.
How are they going to fix it?
I don't know. Maybe you won't have Mickey to
go out
to that. You don't know about it.
Hey, thanks to the Nissan Pathfinder. It's where family adventures start. Nissan Pathfinder, family driven.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Break out the tissues. We've got another Suki Lala. Someone new has gone the blub.
Well, it was
it's a very compassionate segment, this one, isn't it?
Look, I'm the first one to go the blub. I went the blub about 50 times at
You went up three times.
Not to be mentioned.
In the Royal Wedding. You went up three times, once before they even arrived at the church.
It's actually four, I remember, too. There was another moment when Charles brought her down the aisle. Anyway, it's Nigella week on your MasterChef. And she's looking pretty fabulous.
I love Nigella week.
Yeah.
You
love it?
You know she'd be such a catch because she's... She's very attractive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She can cook.
Yep.
She can big cans.
Right, okay.
So I was talking about Matt Preston. that's Matt Preston.
I must say. No. Well, I was wondering where that was leaning.
Sorry.
She's looking fabulous.
She was fantastic.
And she loves saying things
like,
No, I haven't met her.
Throw my hat in the ring.
Well, I will. She loves saying things like pure pleasure.
Yes, she does.
Pure pleasure for the mouth.
Yeah, sure.
And she's, you know, she's still doing that sexy thing when she eats. And she goes, I'm sorry, I'm dribbling it out of my lips.
Has she got a specialty like, you know, cakes and desserts?
She's
or is she
pretty much chocolate and cakes. And that's what it was last night. The challenge was to do three of her recipes at once. In 75 minutes, you had to serve a ruby cheesecake, a chocolate mousse, and chocolate chip brownie.
Oh, no. Well, this is a dream killer. This is.
What do you mean?
Well, because everyone's dream is to win MasterChef.
Yeah.
And that would stand.
It is a dream killer because it's impossible to do in 75 minutes. Right. I don't know who could have done it. So there's three chicks, Chloe, Jenny, and Adele.
Right.
And it's a bit of a love fest this time of year. Everybody loves everybody. Right. So anyway, Chloe. They all stuff up because it's really hard what they're doing.
Where are we going with this? Where are we getting to?
Well, they all cry because they stuffed up. We go, man, you're making food.
Mm. They've gone the blub.
They've gone the blub.
I have to say, before you get into those three, when I heard MasterChef was back, I went, this is blub season. It's officially no reality show, which gives us most of our fodder. There's not more tears on this program.
You're correct,
than anyone. Some guy cooked a fried egg the other day and nearly went the blub.
He totally nearly
went the blub.
I mean, people are crying all over the shop, but there's one amazing.
Well, this all goes back to the original and the best, which was Yu-Gi-Oh!, which was, I think, from year 2015 or 2016,
maybe. Right.
Possibly. And he was, remember, we're going to play a grab of Yu-Gi-Oh! Remember, this is to make the top 50.
So he hasn't even hardly cooked. He's cooked one dish.
Nothing. He's not even down the pointy end yet.
This is like to see whether he can get an apron.
Have a listen to Yu-Gi-Oh!
Okay.
I can memorize recipes, but in the end, I don't have someone to teach me and guide me.
Yu-Gi-Oh! You want to be in the top 50?
Absolutely, yes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Now, they would need psychologists on standby if that boy got kicked out when he did.
Top 50.
Top 50?
Talking about top 50, dude. Yep. Imagine if he got to the last night. Come on. Anyway, that sets the page. That's it.
That sets the scene.
So you're watching last night.
Okay, so Chloe, one of the girls on it, she doesn't get a chocolate mousse right. It was all chocolate chip. Anyway, here's her having a bit of a cry.
I knew coming to this competition would be hard, but definitely being away from my family, the last thing my son said to me was that, what happens if you lose? And I was like, I come home. And then he's like, I want you to lose.
I was going to say, I bet your kids want you to come home.
You're a loser, Mum.
God, you're anyway, rejoice. You're away from the house.
Yeah.
You're living with a whole bunch of cool people and you're on the telly.
Welcome home, you big sookie loser.
All right. That's Chloe. So next, Jenny. What can go wrong with Jenny? She stuffs up her chocolate mousse. Let's hear from her.
What are you finding difficult in this competition?
I haven't done very well. If anything, I'd probably say I've done pretty bad since I got here. So my confidence has been pretty low. I remember asking myself someday, can you even cook? This was the first time since I've been here that I just loved Jay's cook.
Oh, Jenny.
You're making chocolate mousse.
It's a chocolate mousse.
Yep. The amount of times I stuff up my cooking, I would have been in a rubber room with all the blubber.
A bit more sobbing from the kitchen would be good for you.
Really, do you think? I'm just here. Eat this.
You're like a prison chef. I've been to dinner at your house. You dropped the plate from about 6 inches.
Well,
the table, boof.
My guests deserve that.
We usually come past and you've got a ladle. That's all you need, a ladle.
I'll dong you on the head with it.
Wait, what have we got now? Is there more?
There's more. Oh, Adele, she loses, right? And she's not very happy about it. Oh. She's got to go because, she made gritty cheesecake.
You know, Adele, I want to say I haven't known you very long and I feel really lucky to have met you.
Pull yourself together.
I'll never think about it.
All right, so Adele's out of the show. But anyway, I'm enjoying it.
There
and
it is.
It's
early doors.
For it.
We're going to be doing this every week, I have a feeling.
Don't worry. We're going to be bursting with blubbers.
I cannot wait. Drives me mad.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
There's been a bit of talk around the office lately. I may have suggested I found someone attractive that raised a few eyebrows. And,
it might have been the way in which you said it as well.
So we thought, you know what? I'm sure everyone is attracted to someone that's a little
That surprises other people.
That's not, it's not a bombshell and it's nothing disastrous. Yeah. Just go, wouldn't have thought that. So right. It's time for this.
You know it's wrong, but it feels right. And your friends just don't understand. But it's not forever. It's just for fun. It's time to admit.
I'd give her one.
Or him.
Okay, so you get the drift.
This is award-winning radio right here.
You do.
Get involved. So
there's a certain type of person.
Well, that's...
Do you want to kick things, proceedings off?
Yeah, I'll kick things off. And we were watching the royal wedding and you had been carried away with a lot. But I have to say, Samantha Markle, I'll give her one.
Right.
Well, I didn't mean to put it like that. Don't we have a sting or something for that?
There should be some
sting. No.
There should be some sort of sting.
Well, don't you see that there's...
What about...
Sure, I'll do that for you.
Or what about...
I want you to do that yourself, just manually.
What about... No.
Yeah, that's good.
Not bad.
Can we have a little listen to the dulcet tones of Samantha Markle?
But hang on, before we get there, because, you know, it's not one that's obvious and it's not there.
No.
And she copped a lot of bad press. But
you know what?
There's something attractive about her.
Matey, you don't have to explain
it. She strokes my carny folk stroke Collingwood cheer squad vibe, which I find vaguely attractive from time to time.
That's all right. You don't need to really explain. Okay.
Samantha.
Meg and I do not have a relationship now. The last year, I think, has been strained because of what tabloids have said. There's something in this country known as freedom of speech, and she's not going to tell me that I can't.
Oh, she'd be delightful. So you'd like to wake up next to her.
I'm not saying it's forever.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's one of those things. I'm just saying there is a certain element.
Who else?
Okay, so... You know, again, we're just working a little off the
mainstream. I can hardly look at you when you're saying these.
Yeah. I have to say, and this will surprise some people.
Okay.
For Jackie Lambie.
Jackie Lambie.
Can we hear a little Jackie?
Well, yeah, sure.
I don't know if it's necessary.
Yeah, I think it might, but let's just refresh everyone's memories. You're having dinner, and this is your nice dinner party conversation.
Well, take that tone out of your voice.
Let's have a listen.
Now, they must have heaps of cash, and they've got to have a package between their legs, let's be honest. And I don't need them to speak. They don't even need to speak.
It's a ticket every box. Taggy, come to the right place.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I'm liking this.
Can I say...
You got some more.
Well, there's...
Another one.
Look, anyone who goes to court wearing a beanie, I'm going to say Roberta Williams. Hey, where's my whistle?
I'm hum whistling now.
Hang on. I can't whistle when I'm laughing.
I have to say that stuff... This segment's already a shambles.
Okay.
But don't you see what I'm saying?
It's Mick.
And
I
it's a beanie in court, and I see that.
She's
and
passionate.
It reminds me of a footy bogan, which is also very good
it
for
It always
me.
Does it
All right, is there someone you'd like to suggest?
No, not really, but you're
come
making
on.
Me.
Mm.
All right. If there's someone...
Come on. There's someone. Who is it?
All right, well...
Come on. Just come say on. It.
This doesn't have to be
we're all grown
serious,
up
sister, my woman.
Okay, Matthias Cormann.
What?
Let me hear a little bit of Matthias, please.
Right,
just listen.
The problem that the Labor Party has today is that Bill Shorten is an economic girly man. He doesn't have what it takes to repair the budget mess that they have left behind.
Oh, see? Wow. A man with an accent and a political position. He could be Prime Minister.
Imagine
I could,
that.
You know, I could imagine myself there.
Imagine him ringing you up.
Jen, is girly... Is,
Jen.
Where's that girly man?
Are you done? Do you want to do another?
Not really.
No, do one more.
Just
one
more.
Come on.
Something surprising. Something
okay.
Come on.
We're grown
up here. We can do this.
No one's listening.
We're being very mature about it.
All right. Well, when I think about it.
Just say it. Say it. Just say it. Two words. Come on.
I met my pants like
Come on.
We'll keep moving.
It's all right. I'll say it.
Right.
Scotty Cam. Because I like a handyman around the house.
You want a handyman around the house?
And Scotty's a good build.
He's a big Aussie.
And he's a good bloke, and I like him a lot.
Yeah. Guys like him.
Guys like
girls
him.
Girls want to be around him.
Yes, yep. Oh, there you go.
Oh, Dave.
Yes.
Old Dave.
There is one. And because, you know, it is, look, it's the untouchable sometimes. It's the unreachable.
No,
for
it's
me,
not.
Isn't it?
No, it's got to be potentially reachable. Well, ours are all potentially reachable.
I know.
I'd give one to Ellen.
Ellen DeGeneres.
I would. I find her incredibly attractive.
Oh, sure. But I think you're going safe so you don't get into trouble with Mrs.
Not at
Dangerous.
All. I've made this known before at home. I've told my wife.
Okay.
We've got some fun.
Ellen, she can dance. Right.
She can dance. Yeah. She's a great
She's
dancer.
She's funny.
Dance. Do you think you've got what it takes to turn Ellen?
Sure. Me and Portia.
Oh, well, it's not a threesome.
It's a threesome.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
New segment that we've not tried before, but it's happening right now, and it's called I'd Give Her One. Or Him One.
Or Him.
Or Him.
It depends what you're feeling.
Yeah. It depends if you're a man or a woman or both.
Whatever
or
your choices
whatever.
Are in life.
Exactly.
As long as you stand by them. And we're just saying those which are kind of surprising or a guilty pleasure or not necessarily well known to people.
Yep.
It's fun to get it out there and put it out there and see if, run it up the flagpole, see if anyone salutes.
We've had lots of calls.
We have. You've got Scotty Cam. Actually, you've declared an
yes,
interest.
You said that. Scotty. I didn't declare it. I just said because he's good around the house.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
I need a few light globes changed at the moment, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, a couple that mysteriously have gone out. Hey, Jason's on the line. Jason, you want to get the ball rolling here?
Yeah. How you going, guys?
Yeah, good, Jason. Good.
Who's caught your eye?
Julia Gillard.
Interesting.
That's a very interesting call. Not obvious one for many people, but I say what it is that you find attractive about our ex-PM?
Well, there's not many opportunities you can say you've been with the Prime Minister, so why not?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's true, yeah. I suppose. But she's a very attractive.
She's the only female one on this.
Very smart lady.
She's a redhead.
Yep.
She's smart.
Yep.
She's funny.
She's funny.
If you saw her, she can be quite challenging if you've ever seen her on the floor of Parliament. I've met her. I don't know. I think there's.
I've met her too. I like her, and I say big ticks to you, Jason. Well done.
That. Follow it up.
Hey, Damien.
Yep.
G'day, Jane. G'day, Mickey.
Who's your guilty lady pleasure, Damien?
Gina Reinhardt. Oof.
Give her one.
Or him.
Well, well, well.
Okay.
Now, I don't. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
But tell us the reasons why.
What's your motivation?
Well, she's worth $4 billion.
That's your motivation.
Is that enough?
So, well, to you, this is it's pretty much a commercial transaction, basically.
I'd like to hear all about her family issues. I reckon that'd be.
Oh, so you're a listener.
So you take her out for dinner.
And just say, Gina, tell me what's happened.
She'll take you out to dinner, I think, is what you're asking for.
Yeah, she'll be paying.
She'll be paying. She'll shout you all your life. Damien, that's a really good
suggestion.
That's not bad. Not
bad. And for many reasons, she's powerful.
Yes.
And she's a redhead too.
Not sure. Does she have a good sense of humour?
I would believe so.
Really? Okay. Yet to be tested.
The complete package, some might say. Shane,
Who's it for you?
The girl that does the Trivago ad.
Oh, well, hang on, Shane.
I'd give her one.
Or him.
Yeah, well, so would I, because she's a bloody model.
She's a model. You are pushing.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, she's gorgeous, Shane. But,
you're not the Lone Ranger. You haven't taken everyone by surprise.
You got to pick a different kind of level.
Yeah, lower your sights.
let's lower everyone's sights a bit.
Can I say this? She is a good pick for many reasons. But not only that, if you want to go away for a dirty weekend, she'd get you a really good rate.
Thank you, Shane.
The Trivago girl's gone mad, by the way. Everyone loves her in my circles.
Yes, I know.
She's probably usurped the Ford girl.
I think she's usurped the Ford
girl. What about
girl?
The Amy girl, though? She's up there with the Amy girl?
There's too many Amy girls. There's not one original.
Oh,
okay. No, they change them too many times.
Oh, don't end the conversation.
Well, I study this stuff. It's important to me.
Tim, where are you going with this? What are you
thinking? How are you,
mate? Yeah, good. What are you thinking? What's on your mind?
Go Tigers, mate.
Who'd you like to...
Now, you're going to love this, Mickey. Jane.
What?
Oh, give her one.
No. Or him.
Again, stop this. We're talking about you. She's unattainable and out of way out of your league.
Yeah, I know.
Talking about
I'm married as well, Mick. Doesn't matter.
But Tim, you fantasize about me.
I was going over the... I haven't seen you for a long time, Jane, because you've been hiding in the wilderness. But I was going over the Balti Bridge and I saw the big billboard of you and Mick.
Oh, yeah.
I nearly crashed my car.
Oh, Tim, I don't want that happening. I'd come to your rescue.
Go on, let's talk about it.
Imagine that insurance claim. reason for crashing car, ogling Jane Kennedy on the Balti Bridge.
Tim, I'm afraid you're going to have to join the queue, mate.
All right. Oh, look out. Mel's on the line. Hello, Mel.
Hi.
Hi.
Who'd you like to...
Vladimir Putin.
What? Here we go.
What, give her one.
Or him.
Him in this case.
Yeah.
Right, Vladimir.
I sure would.
Yeah, I'd do Putin.
Would you?
Yep.
Would you? I reckon he's the most perfect human in the whole entire world.
Yeah, wow, I reckon he'd be outstanding.
So you're attracted to a guy who takes his top off, rides a horse, wrestles.
Yes.
Wrestles
manly, isn't he, Mel?
Or have you seen those photos?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's an outdoor man. He's smart. He's amusing and he's
amazing. I mean, Tony Abbott's always running around his lolly bags.
That's true.
He's a bit of a flog.
Oh, right.
He's not for me either, Mel, but I take your Putin.
And so you're taking Putin.
I'm taking
you're
Putin.
You're writing Putin down.
Yep.
All right, girls.
Well done, Mel.
We've found a happy medium here.
Hey,
AKA
Ross.
Ross.
Who's doing it for you, Ross?
Who'd you like
Ross?
To, you know?
It's going to be the total package, Chappelle Corby.
Oh, well, I mean...
Well, give her one.
Or him.
I find this an excellent choice.
I think you might have to fight Mickey for her.
Yeah.
So I have often had this conversation in the office around town. I think she's very attractive in the photos where she's not looking mad. So there's some that'll go, oh, she's looking good.
Yes, I think Ross will agree. Have we got any of Chappelle's?
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
This is Chappelle.
I'm in Queensland and it is sunny. I have the palm trees behind me.
See you there.
So that
would
be
where?
Interesting. Dinner?
Having fun. One to boot us home. Adrian's on the line. Adrian, who would you like to, you know?
G'day, guys. My leave pass is actually Julie Bishop.
Oh, Adrian.
Well, give her one.
Hang on.
Wow.
Now, she's very happy with David.
We've had this conversation.
She could be happier. Oh.
She could be happy with you, Adrian. She's very attractive, very fit.
Powerful.
And she could get me out of jail overseas.
She could get anyone out of jail.
Very attractive to me.
Excellent suggestion, Adrian. Thank you. She'll be very flattered.
Now, isn't that great?
It is. Good.
We've had a
good clean fun.
Yeah. Good clean fun. No one got hurt.
No.
Feeling really good about all that.
All right.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Triple M's Radio Chaser airs weekdays 3 to 4 in Sydney, nationally on weekends. Also podcasted Andrew Hansen in studio.
Hello, Andrew.
Ah, g'day, mate.
Good to have you back. Friend of the show.
Wonderful to have you here. And, Andrew, we were talking earlier while I was alerting everybody to the fact that there's been a bit of a blub fest on MasterChef.
Yes.
And a cooking show, food shows, they're perfect winter warming shows. You love sitting back on the couch and you start fantasising about what you might cook. Has that crossed your mind?
That's so true, Jane. You know, look, what we like to do on Radio Chaser is I actually host a little semi-regular quiz on there about cooking, about this very thing, you know. There's not too much blub fest going on.
That's all right.
What is a blub fest? Are you talking about like blubber as in fat or
no.
crying? You're
turning on the waterworks, Andrew. Oh, really letting fly.
When you mess up your meringues or something like that. And that's not a euphemism, but it's, you know.
Getting a quiver in your voice, getting all emotional.
It is. It's so emotional cooking, isn't it? It's heavy stuff. Not so much in my quiz, which is a quiz that I like to call
Trendy, Trendy, Trendy Foods and Ingredients.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
I love hearing
now,
about
Jane's
food trends.
An author and has released a number of cookbooks, so your quiz better be state of the art and up to it, up to this.
Don't get worried, trust me.
She's a professional.
I know that, and I'm really worried that you're actually just going to know more about the food trends than the quiz master here.
Well. I found that's not so. But anyway, so are we playing each other? How does the quiz work?
I don't know, Mick. I don't know how it works.
We're just trying to answer your questions. Is that it?
I think we just chat about.
Jump in when we can.
We just chat about food. I'll give the first question to you, Jane, because you are the food expert. All right. It's about food trends. Now, which food normally served hot is now being consumed straight from the fridge? Is it A, fridge soup, B, fridge curry, or C, fridge hamburgers?
Oh, God, now being served cold.
Yeah.
Unless it's gazpacho.
Gazpacho is a cold soup.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tomato soup.
Mm, Mick, you are so
good. Can I say
good.
This? What? When I come home after a big night, everything's served cold. I open the fridge door and whatever happens to be sitting there and is available is about to be consumed cold.
Fridge leftover kebab.
Well, that's right. I couldn't imagine cold burger. That sounds pretty revolting.
That's too much.
A.
What was A?
Fish
I'll have to have a look.
Fish soup.
Right.
Yes. That's the worst quiz master I've ever seen.
I'm not very good. I'm nervous because I'm talking to Jane who's written cookbooks.
Yep.
That's correct, Jane Kennedy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's that all about,
fridge, though? Honestly, it's sold in a bottle, would you believe? This is bottled soup. It's in America, of course.
Yes.
You know, it'll be here in 10 years.
Yeah, sure.
And you just take the bottle of soup out of the fridge and you're meant to guzzle it.
Chug it.
You're not meant to even heat it up.
Well, they're not allowed to call it soup then in my book. Soup is hot.
Right. Well, it's not your quiz.
Okay.
So you sit there and relax.
Well, I did wonder if it's more like that sort of V8, that salty vegetable juice. Yeah. You know, that's a kind of it.
Excellent. It's like a nerdy Red Bull.
Yes.
It's a
health nuts.
It's a Red Bull for health nuts.
Soup gives you wings.
All right, we get it.
Yep. Mick, you've heard of maple syrup. You've heard of golden.
I'm the poster boy for maple syrup. I am. Far away. Yep.
You like golden syrup?
This is my secret topic.
Yeah.
Well, what's a golden
your
syrup?
Your mastermind topic.
Syrup?
No, different. The maple syrup comes out of a tree. Golden syrup comes out
of golden syrup
out
is
out sugar.
Sugar.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, what is the new syrup trend that's hitting shelves in 2018? Is it A, spinach syrup, B, date syrup, or C, hamburger syrup?
Going with B, date syrup.
You are correct,
yes.
Mick.
Yes.
Boy.
Because you know you can make sticky date pudding out of the dates, you know.
Yeah. It's a syrupy food.
What about a liquid sticky date pudding?
Isn't that fantastic?
In a
Oh, you'd
in a
like that.
Can.
In a bottle.
That
in
should
bottle.
Be in a vending machine.
In a bottle. Everything's made of dates now. I got on a plane and they gave me this bar made of dates.
Oh,
it was disgusting. Instead of a chocolate chip cookie or something I wanted.
Is that trying to make people constipate people?
It's
on fire.
You're
so
supposed to think that you're being healthy by having some dried fruit. But honestly, dates are a sugar bomb.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what do you cook with dates, Jane?
Sticky date pudding. That's
sticky date pudding.
Yeah.
Hey, last time I checked, it was Andrew's quiz.
Oh, sorry.
I need to get all right. Do we have time for another question about trendy foods?
Yes, please.
Well, Jane, look, lots of trendy foods are infused with another food.
Ooh.
Right? Infused? Mm. Well, nowadays in America, they're infused with drugs. Legally.
Hang on.
Now, in parts of
now
America.
Now I'm listening.
This is true. In parts of America, what can you now buy? Caffeine-infused peanut butter. B, cannabis-infused beef jerky.
Yeah.
Or C, cocaine-infused hamburgers.
Oh, I know this one.
Jane Kennedy.
Oh, look,
I
wouldn't mind number two with an icy cold beer.
It's B.
Is it the cannabis?
I was going to say cannabis-infused beef jerky.
That is you're right, that is a thing.
Oh.
And it's great because you get the munchies and you've already had it. You know what I mean? It's
excellent.
It's like a self-serving pudding or something.
The more you eat, the more you need.
Andrew, the only thing I want to request with your quiz, if you do another food quiz next time, is to bring the product in.
Well, they're all in America, Jane.
Well, you've got to sign away or write up for it and have them delivered. And that would be excellent.
A load of fun, Andrew. Informative as always as well.
As always,
congratulations on the Chaser in Sydney too, by the way.
Cheers.
A fantastic show.
Going great guns.
Of this.
Cheers.
Going great. And your national show on weekends. Have a listen.
That's it. Also the podcast as well, Triple M's Radio Chaser. Andrew Hanson,
on
everybody.
You, Andrew.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mickey, I saw you on Have You Been Paying Attention
Thank
last
you.
Night.
I thought I was. I gave it a good shake. I really tried to win.
Thought you might win. That's all right. I didn't mind because you.
By the way, congratulations on the ratings. I think it was 800,000 plus again, which is magnificent, which makes it like a jewel in the crown of the Channel 10.
Well, I think Channel 10 are pretty happy.
Yeah. It got the Mickey bump.
Yeah, the Mickey bump.
That's it.
It did. In fact, if anybody didn't see the show last night, you can see a repeat on Friday night, by the way.
Kenya wins that, by the way.
That's on about 9:30, I think, on
you
Friday
have a look
night.
At, did you bag up, like I said, some of my best bits?
I did. And may I present to you the best of Mick Malloy from Have You Been Paying Attention?
The Queen surprised many by wearing what?
Spanx.
Big week for the government. They just clocked up 1 million what?
Mick.
Deported boat people to
them? Well, it'll be milestone for them, but no.
Under this cloche is the world's most versatile ingredient.
I don't know what it is, but I bet you when they lift that lid up, Matt Preston's already eaten whatever's on it.
Who was Harry's best man?
Mick.
His half-brother William.
What's been found in Geelong's drinking fountains?
Hopefully a really powerful contraception.
No. Well, actually,
who delivered the sermon at the royal wedding?
Bishop Desmond Tutu.
Guests were asked not to bring gifts. What were they told to do instead?
Mickey.
Donate to the Markle family.
Mickey, if you got married, Mick, would you invite exes to the wedding?
No comment. I'm just going to play your little game.
You need a big church. All right. Susie.
That is funny, because who would let him into a church?
Susie.
Innovative American journalist and novelist Tom Wolfe has died at the age of 88.
Name one of Tom's books. Mickey.
The right stuff, Tommy.
Wow, Mick, you answered a literary question.
I was reading it while I was having a poo out the back.
It's commencement speech season in the US, and Michael Keaton gave one at Kent State University.
And if I leave you with anything, I'm going to leave you with these two words. And those two words are...
Laurel and Yanni.
What has Diego Maradona just signed up to do?
Jenny Craig?
Not again. Take a listen to this commentary.
Hunting the section, finds it, goes to the air. Oh, massive. Goodness. Backside.
What sport was that commentary for?
Mick.
Is it the royal wedding night?
Big week for the CIA. They have their first female what? Mick.
Torturer.
Hang on, he is right, yeah, because she right. Oversaw that program.
But she was...
Give it to him.
No, because she's
Thank
been
you.
There...
Do it. There you go.
You were correct with that last answer, actually.
Informative.
Very informative. And Tom was quite surprised that you're quite literary.
Yeah.
Will they ask me back? I'd like to do it again.
Would you? I think you'll be back. Well done, Mickey.
Have a word.
Yep, all right.
Good stuff. Coming up next, Limo.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
And what a big hour it is. Wow, fantastic reaction to our new segment, Jane. I'd give her slash him one.
Well,
it is, everyone wants
overwhelming.
To...
Overwhelming. And stop calling about me, by the way.
Wow.
I'm saying.
And if anyone would like to call and mention my name, that'd be really good.
The phones
good.
Have been a bit silent on you,
what's
buddy.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Maybe
what's
I'm considered
wrong with
unattainable.
People.
Maybe I'm too far above the line, Jane.
Mm.
Hey, what a big hour
hey,
it is.
Have
Mick
you
Coyne,
got Mick
up and Coyne? Running. Yes, I have.
Let's give away a stack today.
We're going to give away a stack. We're going to push
been
it.
A bit slack
We're going to
there.
Devalue the currency today. We're going to give away so, so many. We're going to take your calls, take your tweets.
We've
got plenty to charge through, but why don't we begin by welcoming our very special guest and friend of the show, it's Limo!
I'd give you one, Mickey. I'd give you one. How about that?
I would spoon you, Limo, and I'm prepared to do it.
And I know your gentle, warm touch just makes me feel comforted right now.
Okay, it's got weird already. Are we on delay? Is there anyone you'd like to throw in? You heard the segment?
Yes.
So the segment, if you didn't hear it, was we're suggesting someone who might be a surprising choice, but one that you've thought through and that you're quite attracted to.
Yes.
I've got a couple of suggestions for you.
All right.
No, I'm talking about you.
For you.
What are you? Is there people you would like to?
These are your, that's what he's going for.
Yeah, these are mine. I've got Holly Kramer and Catherine Brenner. Now, they may not spring to mind straight away, but they're two of the senior AMP executives that recently resigned. And I tell you what.
Actually, I know what you're saying. The blonde bit.
Yes.
Yeah, wore a suit well.
And really? I tell you what, and, you know, a bit of bad girl action, you know.
I think I...
You thought this one through.
I know what you're talking about.
Needs to be tamed by a former accountant. We're ticking a lot of boxes here, Mickey.
That says a lot about you.
So would they be getting a good package to... from you.
In more ways than one.
So they get a good retirement package.
Yes.
A bit of spare time on their hands, looking for a bit of...
Absolutely.
Like a bit of travel.
I'd be there on the first date with the green pen, blue pen, red pen in my top pocket.
Hello, girls.
Hello, girls.
Consider this an audit.
I like that.
Hey, I've got another one for you, too.
Yes.
Sonia Thomas, a.k.a. the Black Widow, the world female speed-eating champion. Now, she is South Korean-American.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, Google her. Sonia Thomas.
Hot?
She can down, hot, Jane, 46 hot dogs in 10 minutes, if you don't mind.
That would give her one.
Or him.
That's going to be a good first date. That's going to be, I think I'll take her on.
Isn't that every man's dream?
That's 100 hot dogs between us, I reckon.
How many women would possibly like to go out for a hot dog? Actually, beside me.
Well, and it's interesting we bring this up too, yeah, because you could possibly be looking for a new partner. If I'm reading correctly here, I mean, last time you came onto this program, you were you not, in the tin with your beautiful wife, Kelly.
Yeah.
You pushed it too far. Mm-hmm. It involved some bad parenting, and you were busted.
Yes.
And you were on, I reckon.
I was skating on very thin ice.
Bring us up to speed. What happened?
Well, last time she said, you need to spend some time with your son.
Laddie.
She wanted a day by herself, so I said, fine. So I took him to the zoo in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I dropped him at daycare and played golf in the afternoon.
Which she stumbled across when you turned up at home wearing your golf gear.
Yeah.
Probably still had your golf glove on.
That was poor planning on my part. Yeah. Arriving home in the golf gear.
And she was horrified.
she was not happy. So she's dished out some punishment.
Oh, right.
What kind of punishment?
For me. She said, right, well, if you're going to talk on radio about that, and if this is the way you think this is appropriate behaviour, I've got a little job for you. And I said, yeah, what's that? So she made me take him to go and see a live performance by Peppa Pig.
Oh. Uh-huh. Oh, she is brutal. You're out of your depth there. That is good. Well done, Kelly. That's a punishment.
I tell you what, there's nothing 20-month-old babies love more than live theatre, Jane.
I seem to recall an excruciating experience I had during a High Five concert, which was the first one I took little girl to, and we got the balloons and we got everything, and it's, you've got to get the car park, there's prams everywhere, it's crying kids, and it went down not well.
And
she was asking to leave after the second song.
Wow.
It's rolling tears. It was at the Comedy Theatre in Melbourne. There's just rolling tears through the venue. It's a 1,000-seater. It was full, and I'm just holding this little guy, and he's sitting there. The show started, Peppa Pig, for 10 minutes. He thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
Sadly, there's another 50 minutes in the show.
They make them too long.
It's like the football. It's a struggle with the boys, but they get there. So the last quarter is touch and go.
He was not happy. He cracked the shits at about the 35-minute mark.
Did you go?
Yes. I let him go first. I thought he'll run to the end of the aisle we're sitting on and then come back, but he didn't. He kept going. So I picked him up and he's cracking the shit. And he throws his body around now.
Yeah.
You know, imagine how a wrestler, when they're trying to get out of a pin, that's what he's like. And he threw his head back, headbutted me.
Ouch.
So fantastic. I've got a split lip and while I'm holding him. So I'm bleeding from my mouth.
Peppa Pig and he's come home with an injury.
I've got the headbutt from the 20-month-old.
Kelly might say, serve you right for, you know, scarpering on the last date.
Did you last?
That's what happened.
I got out about the 40-minute mark. We left.
A good inning.
Oh, 40 minutes. He'd had enough after 10 to keep him there against his will for the remaining 30. I still don't know if Pepper and her family got home from the beach safely. So if anyone knows, can you 1-333-353?
I told my boys I could take them to the Monster Jam, which is a monster truck.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the only mistake I've made is it's not till October. And so every day,
the ring up.
I know. So now it's every day. Is it on yet, Dad? We go on, Dad. How many more sleeps, Dad? But boy, are they keen. And I tell you what, Dad will stay till the end of that one. Hey.
You've got to pick your mark, don't you, of what to say.
You do indeed. Well, my little fella now loves a building site.
Yeah.
So he'll just stare at a tractor or a front hand loader. It doesn't even have to be moving.
Well, that's for free and that's easy.
And he'll stand there for an hour. And then you drag him away at full dummy spit.
He'll make a good unionised worker.
He will.
One day.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Limo, we have had not a lot of talk about the wedding today because we really gave it a good nudge yesterday. But there's still many aspects that it's killing me. I've got lots more to say. In fact, I could talk about it for 3 hours.
We need some fresh eyes.
I'd say this,
fresh
Jane,
eyes,
I'm glad, though, that I got married. Kind of.
Convincing,
On air, Lima.
I'm glad that I got married before this wedding. Because I wouldn't want to be someone getting married after this wedding.
I agree. I thought that too. Well, because the bar's a bit high.
I could just imagine Kel, my lovely wife, now saying, oh, where's my bloody horse and carriage? Oh, why isn't Oprah on our guest list?
Oh, yeah.
Where's my Episcopalian black preacher?
Yeah. I went to your wedding and it was delightful until I found out it wasn't actually a wedding.
It was a commitment ceremony.
Yeah, well, it's a long way to go two people to pretend to get married.
Now, you mentioned the preacher.
Yeah, Bishop Michael Curry.
And he's caused quite a lot of consternation.
Yeah, he's caused a stir.
I thought he hijacked her wedding.
I
don't think the wedding is the right place to be lectured and in a flamboyant style.
And I thought she was embarrassed and she goes, oh, look, I've brought him on board and he's embarrassed. He could have just, you know.
Stick to the script, dude.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a historical reason to like it.
Here we go.
Okay.
I'll do this very quickly.
All right.
So the Episcopal Church, right, was born out of, was a breakaway from the Church of England during the American Revolution. So this church was born when America told King George III to get stuffed.
Right.
And now
he came back and cop your own medicine.
He's back. And now here he is telling the current head of the Church of England to get stuffed again.
Well, I'm very interested in that too.
He's very flamboyant. It was a lot of holy rolling going on, which is a style which is quite unique to certain parts of America and bloody good.
It is, and once you get I got into a little wormhole following him on YouTube.
Did you really?
Oh, there's a lot going on.
Has he got form?
He's got form. I'll tell you one thing about him. He's written a couple of books too.
Okay.
One of the books is called Songs of My Grandmother or something. Fair enough. All right.
Sure.
Another book, his second book. You know what it's called?
No.
Crazy Christians. So there's a red flag for you right there.
They didn't do their research, did they?
The royal family.
A simple Google would have found that for you.
Interesting, though.
So what about this? Here he is. This is 5 years ago talking to a general church convention.
Mm-hmm.
He'd already been speaking for 4.5 minutes, right, when he stopped himself and said this.
Now I got to keep this tight and short. That was just the introduction, but I'm going to keep it tight and short.
So this guy's got form.
So this is his shtick.
That's why they're all laughing.
It's their own fault.
Now have a listen. Here he is talking to students. Remember fire got a big mention?
Oh, it was a big theme.
Here he is 3 years ago talking to students at Yale.
Anybody got a smartphone in their pocket? Yeah. It's fire that helps you to text and to tweet and to communicate. It is fire that keeps these lights on. It is fire that the control burn of fire in a car, in an engine. Fire may well have been the greatest scientific discovery in human history.
All right. He's been wheeling that gear out for years as well.
Wow. There's the wheel and there's fire.
I'd say he might have had one of those Samsungs that blew up.
Yeah, right.
I've got a feeling.
I said it was like a stand-up who goes on before you who won't get off.
What's the expression?
He's got sticky feet.
I know. There was a bit of clock watching, wasn't there? Even Elton John said it was over the top.
Elton John. You know what they should have done in the tradition of stand-ups? Flashed him. They should have just brought up the music. They needed an orchestra. They needed an Oscar-style
orchestra. They
did,
but they couldn't do a damn thing. That's what the fascinating thing
and
was.
And wasn't it amazing that they couldn't do a thing?
It was amazing.
It's the Queen, for crying out loud. Couldn't she just call the SAS in? Surely they were on the roof of the chapel.
But all the
they could have just dropped from the ceiling and plucked him.
Yeah.
Everything was so meticulous. Everything had been thought of except how long that crazy dude's going to talk.
Except a loose cannon on deck. Holy rolling.
Was he meant to do 90 seconds and ended up doing 18 minutes? I got to say, though, I thought it was very strange when he finished his 18 minutes with this.
I heard people say that.
Limo, I love your research and I love that you've discovered that. Thank you very much for bringing it to the table.
While we're talking about who you want to give one to, I thought it'd be nice to bring some history to the table.
Well, you did, and you've done a great job. Great to see you. The beep test, when can we see it?
9 o'clock, Fox Footy, Wednesday night.
Good on you, Limo.
With Dave Thornton and Lawrence Mooney.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
The world's newest and best currency, Mintcoin. What are you prepared to pay?
All right, Mick. Here we go.
This is an exchange of goods and services for one McCoy.
I've got a good feeling about this.
We're in the home stretch. There's a few to give out. I'm going to saturate the market today.
Oh.
All right,
I'm going to put a few
it.
Out there. So today's a good day to get on.
I think
you'll
be.
Find the exchange rate for McCoin really? Is lower than it otherwise normally would be, so you really want to make an effort.
You really do.
Exchange of goods and services. Andrew, what have you got for a McCoin?
I've got an antique copper chamber pot for you, Mick.
Ooh. Oh, sold.
That is straight in,
sold
Andrew.
Straight off now.
You know those words, chamber pot, you know what that does to Mickey.
Oh, mate, it's like I can. It's got me in the mood already. I feel like using it.
I know.
So tell me about the copper. Where's that from? It's a proper relic.
It is a proper relic. And
where'd you get yours? Where'd you get it?
I bought it from a shop about 10 years ago, and it's been sitting around waiting for you to...
Has it been used? Is this like one previous owner chamber pot, or is this same
around? I think it's probably 1,000 previous owners. Oh, yeah, well. It's very old and well used. Oh, come out of some hotel called the Piccadilly Hotel, but I don't know which Piccadilly
sounds
Hotel.
Sounds fancy.
It could be worth a fortune. You never know. Anyway, sold.
You're going to see me on Antiques Roadshow with this with this chamber pot.
I dare you to do that. Mick.
Well done, Andrew. Your chamber pot will find a happy home in one of my townhouses. All right. Serena, what have you got for me, Serena? Exchange of goods and services for one McCoin.
I have a hand grenade. Oh.
Sold.
This is fantastic.
Serena,
now, let's be careful here. We don't want to ask too many questions that may get you or me into trouble, but how have you come across this said hand grenade?
Okay, so it's actually quite old. My friend found it in the wall of his father's house when he passed away.
Wow.
Has it still got the pin attached?
It has the pin. It's broken, but it is hollowed out, so it's safe.
Oh, okay. God.
Well, can I stuff it full of...
No, you can't.
I don't want to do anything stupid with a grenade.
You know what I want to? You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to drive everyone mad around here by rolling that into their room
and running away.
No. What I'll do is I'll get you, Dave. When I'm talking to some hot chicks around the office, you throw into the room, and I'll go and jump on it.
Oh, I see.
Like I'm
Mickey today.
You're a hero.
Like I'm saving their lives, and then we find out later it's not actually live. But all the girls
honestly,
go,
that's
he
enough.
Is incredible.
Wow. Serena, thank you so much. That's going to be
why don't you like my stories?
Sometimes they go on a bit long.
that's a grenade. Bang.
Yeah, done. That's huge.
Cop that. Did Russell Crowe have a grenade?
No, he did not.
In his stupid auction? No, he didn't. Mine, grenade. Bang.
Don't call his auction stupid.
I did like his auction. But what happened to you? Weren't you going to put a bid in on his
I was going to. No, I was not going to do that.
Tony, what have you got for one McCoin?
I've got a full set of dentures.
Oh, okay. I'm listening. Are they yours, Tony?
No, unfortunately, they're not. I actually make them for a living.
Oh, you make them for a living?
Oh, that could come in handy, Mick.
Make them for a living, so they're brand new.
Are these a set of spares?
They're just a set of demos that I show patients, so you can have them if you want them.
Can I put them in a glass beside my bed?
that's a good look.
Well, I've done that before. You leave them at the bar at the up and people.
I'll take your dentures. Take your dentures. So they're
he's
unused.
He's taking them, Tony.
Can I pop them in?
Oh, if you want to try them, yeah,
it's not going to fit my mouth, is it?
Probably not.
Can I shave the front teeth into fangs?
That'd be a good look.
Could you do that for me?
100%.
Are you a dentist,
Tony? Why don't
you
do it, Linda? Fangs make me look like a vampire. Oh, one of those hot ones that
I can put them in gold if you want gold.
Oh, gold fangs.
Yes, please.
Tony.
Fangs. Right, well done. Well done, Tony.
Careful what you're
No problem.
For.
That is a sale. Oh, Bill, not your real name, as we understand it. You have an offer for me for a McCoin?
I do, mate. It's very very good timing, I think, given your last one of your last callers had a hand grenade.
Yeah.
I'm a bomb disposal technician, and I've listened to you since you were back in the day with Martin and Malloy.
Yep.
And if anyone needs a bomb disposal technician on radio, it's you, mate.
Are you saying, Bill, that we might have one day, there might be some incident, and you are the man we will call, and bang, you've got it. Well, not bang, but you've got it sorted.
Hopefully not. Correct. So, I will give you one times free bomb disposal.
What if I wanted you to just do something like in around the house, like get my derps off the bathroom floor or something? But you have to come in with the robot, with the full. Oh, you know what I want? Can I borrow your Hurt Locker costume for a day?
Oh, yeah, Hurt Locker.
No dramas.
No dramas.
Oh, soul.
That's funny.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk into the pub, take the hat off in front of all the girls.
Pretty heavy,
with the grenade in
your
hand.
With the grenade. No, no, I'm going to go in, jump on top of the fake grenade in the Hurt Locker suit. Bill's going to run in and go, that's the bravest thing I've ever seen. And I work in bomb disposal.
Here's another story going on again. Yeah. Bill, thank you so much.
You're
for
in,
that.
Bill.
Yeah, got it.
Mick, hey, Paul, what do you got for me, buddy?
Mick, how you going, mate? Unlike the chamber pot, mate, mine's only been used by one person.
One previous owner? I'm interested already. What is it?
Artificial heart valve out of an 86-year-old bloke from the Sydney morgue.
I think you might need this. I would consider this very highly.
Artificial.
Mate, for your lifestyle and standing over a birdie putt, mate, I know what it's like. Have a heart restriction.
Oh, mate, I'm glad I didn't have it in the MRI today. It would have ripped itself out. So let me get this straight. It's an artificial heart valve from a corpse, an 86-year-old mate from a morgue. How did you come across this?
Well, I knew a bloke.
That's all we're going to say. Did we? Yes!
Yes!
Oh. And it'll work for me?
Well, mate, it should do.
You just need to get someone to put it in.
Didn't work for the old dude.
Did you meet any doctors when you had your MRI?
Didn't care from any of them.
Really?
Well, we'll work this out.
We'll find one for you.
I've got one for you to have a think about. Okay. Someone offered me the beads that Don Lane used to throw out at the end of the show. Is that something that...
That interests me.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
All right.
Give us a call.
1-333-53. What are you prepared to exchange for a Mick coin? Give us a call right now.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
So the lady who has the Don Lane beads that were handed out, you remember this. You used to love this.
I love.
You got Don Lane on the Late Show to do this.
I did. I've done a couple of shows with Don Lane, actually. Did another special with him.
Did you?
But it's when he used to grab the camera and he used to zoom in on
someone.
Well, normally a cute chick.
She's got the she's got the beads, but she can't be here. She's in hospital.
I'm sorry. I wish you well.
Milking some. Maybe we should steal them while she's under.
No, I don't want to steal them.
So let's get it on your advice. I'm going to buy that.
Done.
Mickcoin?
Thanks.
That's a Mickcoin right there.
Thank you very much.
Steve's on the line. Steve, what do you got from Mickcoin?
Mick, I got something that money cannot buy.
What?
But you may need to use it with your chamber pot.
Yes, what?
I have got 2 700ml bottles of moonshine that I make myself.
That you make yourself, and what kind of discipline was it? What kind of?
What
are we talking about? A white spirit here,
mate. I'll make it to Jack Daniels. That's my specialty. So if you like Jack Daniels, you can have it at that. Or I do a Glenfinnich whiskey as well.
And how do you make it? Is there a bathtub involved? What are you doing?
He
doesn't like to give away his secrets.
But what's the main ingredient you would use to make your moonshine?
You really don't want to know.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, will I go
blind, Steve?
Only if you drink too much of it. You won't go blind, but you will be legless.
Right. Sold.
You can't go past a bit of moonshine.
You can. I don't need to taste test that
That's a big night out for us.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Steve, Andrew's on the line. Andrew, what have you got for me? Mickcoin.
Mick, right up your alley. I have a 50th anniversary KFC metal bucket, which... it'll be delivered full of chicken for you.
Oh my God.
Isn't that out now, the 50th?
It's finished now.
Did you say it's a silver bucket?
Yeah, silver bucket, but yeah.
He's going to fill it with chicken.
Do you have a 40th anniversary one? That'd be handy.
Listen, don't be fussy.
A 30th?
50th. He's filling it with chicken and it's a silver bucket. Yeah. Sounds good.
I'm not that keen on the chicken. The bucket itself, I think, is a heritage item.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Come
this
on.
Is enough
it's
time.
It's KFC. It's bucket of chicken.
It's heritage.
Yes, sold.
Oh my God.
Well done, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew.
Don't need the chicken.
Bring the chicken.
I'll
have the chicken.
Yeah, we'll have the chicken.
All right, all right.
Danger and I'll have it.
Stephen. Stephen.
I've got a Swiss mouth and go.
What? Wait
of course
minute.
You do.
Got a Swiss
I do.
So have I.
You've got a Swiss mountain goat. All right. Then what can I do with a Swiss mountain goat?
Oh, hanging on your wall.
It's not alive.
It's stuffed.
Stuffed. It's a stuffed Swiss mountain goat. Okay. Now, what does a Swiss mountain goat look like? Has it got curly rams or...
It's got long horns, curly long horns.
How did you acquire this goat?
Off my son-in-law.
So he makes, he's a taxidermist?
No, he got it off someone else and he said, I could have it.
This goat's been around.
This goat's,
he said it would look good in me shed.
Is it still there?
Yeah, it's still sitting there. I'm looking at it now.
Will we be creeped out by it?
Send me a photo of the Swiss mountain goat. What's it called?
Gary.
I don't think you need a photo.
Who goes?
Ah, oh, sold.
Harry the goat.
Yeah. Harry the
sold
goat.
Sold, Stephen.
Well done, Stephen.
He's a Swiss mountain goat. I'm surprised Federer hasn't won something like that in some kind of competition.
I love
Leon,
goats.
Leon, what do you got for me?
G'day, Mick. How you going, mate?
What is it, mate?
Something that will never be offered again, mate. I have a genuine, in its original wrapper,
yeah,
conditioned chocolate eclair that's been in my centre console for 4 years.
Oh.
Leon.
Oh, Leon. What
this you, this you, is the best you could come up
are
with?
Are you keeping it for...
Mate, you told me that you'd lowered the bar and you'd accept that.
Do they make chocolate eclairs in that packet anymore? I don't see them around.
Oh, no,
anymore.
This is in its own individual wrapper. I'm not sure if it's actually serial numbered.
And you never thought to move it from the console?
Yeah, just...
No, I actually transferred it from my last vehicle to this one.
Oh. Leon. Or...
It sold.
That You're sounds kidding. Like an item I could do. And you know what? You never know when hungry
when
enough.
You're pickish. When you're pickish,
you
pickish.
Come home late enough. They could get a run. Tom, what do you got from Bitcoin?
Mickey.
That's right. What is it?
Jane, I'm really sorry about this, especially if it hangs around the office, but I have got a cowbell.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, sold already.
Bang. Oh, bang.
No convincing there.
He's very excited.
Cow, not yours.
It is not just any cowbell. It is a Vancouver Winter Olympics 2010 cowbell.
Wow, which has fond memories for me because I got kicked out of that at the Winter Olympics in Vancouver.
Hey, it's not at the bottom of the two-man bobsled ringing that baby.
That's fantastic.
That's great.
I deserve that, and that's going on my cow, Malloy, not Kennedy.
No, you play it. It's a cowbell. You're Mr. Cowbell player. You can play it with the next musical act.
Maybe with Highly Strung.
Oh, okay. No,
Paul.
No.
We got time for Paul.
Okay. Hello, Paul.
Mick.
Yeah, what do you got, Paul?
Wedding ring.
Who's?
Mine. Who,
yours?
Your wedding ring?
What?
Yeah.
Well, why? Was it? Is your wife okay? Or
what's no, I got the shits one night and cut it.
Hang on.
All right, so.
Are you together with your wife?
A couple of years ago.
Okay. You are a Bitcoin for your, it could be jinx.
Do you still wear it, Paul, when you go out?
No, it's a really nice ring, though. It's yellow and white gold.
Mm. And you want to hand that in for so one Bitcoin?
Done.
Paul, sold.
We have a number of other callers. We can't get to you now, but we will get to you in future. We'll take more this week. There's a lot of Bitcoin action
there.
Some good sales. I'm happy with that.
Plus,
well done.
Great way to get in contact is through Facebook as well. So if you've got something to offer, you can get your pictures to us on Facebook at Kennedy Malloy.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to the Nissan Pathfinder, it's where family adventures start. Nissan Pathfinder, family driven.
It's all about the family. I've got two boys. Yeah. I told you I was going to take them to the Monster Trucks.
Yeah.
So Monster Jam. Maybe I'll just take them to the showroom to stare at the Pathfinders.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what? Kids actually love doing that.
And say, if you behave yourself one day...
You could be in this.
That could be you, swanning around town with five of your mates. Well, you're seven grown adults. Yeah.
Well, I could take my whole family in and we could go. I wouldn't even have to drive. I could enjoy it.
How quickly would you be down there for school pickup? You go around twice.
Do you know what would happen?
You drop them off, pick them up, drop them off.
Do you know what happened? I'd be there at school pickup and all the other mothers would see my car and they go, what's that? Ooh, what's she got? You know, I'm going to get me a Pathfinder as well.
You should get the Pathfinder. That's what'll happen. You know, you get out school pickup and just chuck your keys to the woman at the crossing. Like
to the principal.
To the principal.
Chrissy, have these keys.
Park the Pathfinder. Don't ding it. Pathfinder is the greatest of all the people moving machines I've seen.
Me too.
In this lifetime.
I've seen a lot.
Don't believe me? Go down and have a look. And just
thanks to Nissan.
Look through the glass and go,
yeah. The Nissan Pathfinder. It's family driven.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Good show. I was happy with that. Was there a highlight for you, Jane?
Well, I almost had to.
You lost it.
I did because I didn't want to say my.
We're in the middle of our new segment. I'd give her one.
Yeah.
Or him. And
I felt under a bit of pressure.
A bit of pressure to cough up a couple of names. You thought people might take you seriously.
Well.
And then you worried about running into them.
I said Matthias Cormann was one.
Matthias Cormann, who's rung in, by the way.
Has he?
Who would like to.
Well, it's just the way he says girly man. When he used that expression
about
Bill Shorten.
And then Scotty Cam, and the reason you like Scotty Cam was
he'll be handy around the house.
They're both good reasons.
They're good reasons.
There's nothing in
that. Other people have some. We've got... Danelle says, apart from you, Mick, Daryl Braithwaite.
Oh, well, Daryl.
it.
Who wouldn't?
It's
really?
Either or me or Daryl, because we don't get on. We're having a showbiz feud at the moment.
You don't
me
get
and Daryl
on.
About his.
I think he'd smack you in a. In
Daryl Braithwaite's a good looking rooster.
He's a great looking rooster.
I don't think you get much argument there.
No, you wouldn't. Dean Tui has said Aunt Lydia from The Handmaid's Tale.
Aunt Lydia?
For God's sakes, I won't have that.
Now, you were hoeing into Dave during a break when you went, Dave, you didn't play properly.
No, you didn't play properly because
she's a lesbian,
I would do her.
Yeah, Ellen.
Ellen.
The generous.
No, I don't believe you could pick a lesbian.
Why can't I?
Because you can, but she I think you're not really playing along with the rules of the game.
Oh.
Someone that, you know, I think.
There is someone.
Who
there
is
that? Someone else. And this is probably going to, I'm going to cop a little bit of flack about this because.
Why?
Well, at home, hopefully.
At home, particularly at home.
Now I'm interested.
It's a woman who I think has been through quite a bit, to be really honest.
Here we go.
And I reckon I'd be the person to comfort this woman.
Okay.
And that's Offred from The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, Elizabeth Moss, who plays the poor woman.
Give her one.
June.
What are you talking about?
Oh, from The Handmaid's Tale. You're not watching it, are you?
They're all available, aren't they?
Well.
What do you mean? They're not. They're all prisoners.
Isn't that just a bonk fest?
Hang on. Have you watched any of it?
Yeah, I've watched an episode.
What do you mean, an episode?
Well, I just watched an episode once.
You did not watch a random episode, did you?
I
not
did.
In the right order.
Oh, I did.
No,
you
cannot.
You can't just pick one out.
What are you doing?
I think I got the gist of it.
No.
You can't get the gist out of one episode.
You have to start with the first episode. Don't do that.
Hey. I'll decide the rules when I'm watching TV shows.
No, I decide the rules.
I think I got the backstory. Chicks make themselves available. Guys choose who they want to bomb.
That's really not the
premise. It's all a bit sexy.
It's a bit sexy.
Everyone's happy. No one's getting hurt. And we all go home.
That's not really how it works.
No,
it is one of the darkest shows on television.
It's pretty brutal.
It's gut-wrenching every week it's on.
Does anyone go the blub? Like, is it like MasterChef? Is it more gut-wrenching than being a contestant on MasterChef?
Sure.
Okay. You know
what? Why don't you come and watch it with me?
You should
one
do that.
Day. Let's watch together.
Right.
Handmaid's
Tale. Get some popcorn out and sit around and watch The Handmaid's Tale.
Let's
do The Crown and then do The Handmaid's Tale.
Done.
Well, chances of me doing either of those.
Yeah, I think they're very high.
If you
really liked me, you would do this for me.
Kate, take your headphones off. You look beautiful today. Look at your hair.
Yeah, what have
let
you
me see.
What just walked out of a salon or something. Oh, look at that.
That is fantastic. You're happy with that, aren't you?
Are you saying I've got headphone hair?
Well, no, I'm just saying you've come in today and I noticed immediately you said nothing.
Oh, rubbish.
I said, what have you done, Jane? You look amazing.
I just said I've got a little balayage.
I'm going to get a balayage on the way home.
It doesn't involve your stomach, by the way.
I just imagine someone rubbing my tummy.
Malcolm Turnbull, Lawrence Mooney tomorrow. This has been Kennedy Malloy.
We're not sure you're more intelligent having listened to the Kennedy Malloy Catch-Up podcast, but the Nissan Pathfinder Ti offers intelligent cruise control and intelligent around-view monitor. Nissan Pathfinder. Family driven.